This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump said Wednesday he wants Russia back at the Group of Seven summits of the world's leading economies, even though it still controls Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Moscow was booted from the group over its unilateral 2014 annexation of the peninsula. As the G7 leaders head to a French Atlantic seaside town for their annual meeting this weekend, Mr. Trump said it would make sense for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be part of that group again. Trump seemed unconcerned that Russia considers Crimea part of the territory instead blamed former U.S. President Barack Obama for Russia's takeover of Crimea. President Trump says that he does not appreciate how Denmark rejected his idea of buying Greenland, so he canceled a visit to Copenhagen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way. At least unto me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I had been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump has sparked a new political fight with American Jews by suggesting they show great disloyalty by voting for opposition Democrats. U.S. Jews for decades have overwhelmingly voted for Democratic presidential candidates over their Republican challengers, including Mr. Trump, even as he won the presidency in 2016. But Mr. Trump on Tuesday attacked Jewish people who vote for Democrats, saying they are showing either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. This is VOA News.